His wife, Tammy, their wonderful family, Tim and Tara, Tim Jr. and Tara, have been with us now just a number of months, and I really regret something. They live incredibly busy lives, and we had tried to get together, spend a little time together, and just could not for the life of us get it to work out. And so I don't know them as well as I'd like to. They just go all the time, as are we. But I do know this. I know Brother Tim's an earnest, sincere man. He and his family has an exemplary family. We're thankful for that. We know that he attended Hiles Anderson College in Crown Point, Indiana, and he has preached now. He's telling me first preached when he was about 16 years old, first preached seriously, he said, when he was about 19 years old. And so he's like me. He's been preaching all his life, and we're kind of anxious to hear what he would have to say tonight. He came to the Athens area from California, and I think Tim has, I've preached all my life, he's preached all over the place. And so anyway, but we're happy to have them here tonight. So Tim, these folks are ready to hear something. You come preach to us, buddy, if you will.
I wanted to say something about this this unit that's on me, this mic unit. I thought was kind of interesting. Is when I first put it on. In fact, I don't know if you folks can see this or not. It's kind of wound around this a little bit. Now, normally is not wound around that much. And I noticed when I first put it on that, my, this is really long. And then it dawned on me, who wears this mic? All right? I think he has me by about a foot. So I had to take a little bit off and wind around here so it would fit me more a little bit better, all right? So I just thought that was kind of funny here, all right? Let you know about that. All right, let me put myself back here together and get all cinched up. I really do appreciate Pastor Miles and his wife and the folks here, Brother Matt, Brother Ricky, having us here and then offering the opportunity to preach to you all. All right? And it's a great honor. It's always an honor whether there's one person you're preaching to or you're preaching to thousands. And so I want to thank you all for allowing us to do this and be a part of this church family. It's you're a great bunch of people, and it's a real honor. And you guys have welcomed us and taken us out to eat and so forth and spent time with us and make us feel at home, and I really appreciate that. And you guys are great people, and I really mean that. We've only been here a few months, but already we feel like we've been here for years. And that's just because of the great folks you are and what you mean to us and others that come in here. And where's Brother Artis tonight? Is he feeling okay? Did he? Yeah, you need to pray for that man. He's went through an awful lot, and the Lord saved him and recently, and he's gotten into church. It's great seeing him here this morning, and seeing that he's okay, because any surgery, if you've had surgeries, no matter how minor they say they are, it's a big deal, okay? They wheel you in there and hook you up and do the thing, and they wheel you in another room and then to another room. It's a big deal. I've had a couple in my time that I've had to do, but it is a big deal, and it was great seeing Artis. I was surprised to see him here this morning. I really was. And it's great seeing him here after all that's happened here. All right. Now, there's another order of business. I hate to say I have to do this, but I came with two messages tonight. And it's rare this happens to me. I could count on maybe three times in my life that it came down to the very last minutes the Lord is saying, all right, this is the one you're going to preach to him. It's all outlined. It's all been studied. It's all been done. But the Lord said, all right, I'm going to, maybe that's his sense of humor. You know, I'm going to put it all the way to the end, and then I'll let you know. All right? So I guess the Lord told me just a few moments ago which one to do, and here it is. So if you have your Bibles handy, turn to Mark chapter 4, please. Mark chapter 4. If you turn there already, look to verse 35, we'll read it. And starting verse 3-5, you folks got it there? And the same day when even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with them other little ships. And there grows a great storm of wind, and the waves beat unto the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he rose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they said, they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? I want you to look at that phrase in verse 41. And this is the message tonight. What manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? Now, I've preached all kinds of messages about different subjects and different things. Sometimes about specific sins and things about how folks to help them get across their lives through troubles. But tonight, for some reason tonight, the Lord wants me to preach about Him. And just about Him. In fact, about all the kinds of preaching I've done some with youth and some with children. But this is one of the few times I actually specifically preached just about Jesus. And only Jesus. And so this is kind of unusual for me. Like I said, I preach on different topics. But tonight, it's all about Jesus. And the title is, What Manner of Man Is This? So let's pray. Dear Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to preach. Of course, when you always start preaching, you're a little nervous and everything as you get going. But Lord, help me to be a blessing to these folks tonight. Help them to realize, as they know, how great Jesus is. And how great Jesus has been to me. Help me to do that tonight. In your name I pray. Amen. I've known many great men in my time, and I can list them. The folks that I have listened to and been under. Great men in college. Brother Hiles, Pastor Treber, others that I've ran across in my time. All great men. Men who love the Lord, and they're all over this country. As Pastor has mentioned, he said, Brother Tim has preached all over the place. And to some degree, I have. And I run across some of these great men. Great men, much like Pastor Miles is. Men that in different places you would never know they would be. In little towns, in little hamlets, in little cities. And there's different men all across this country that we know of and we've heard of. We had one here for 2 weeks, Brother Van Gelderen. And he was a great man, and he is a great man. But sometimes we just need to get back to where it all started, where all these great men were made great. And we need to get back to Jesus. And tonight, I want to talk about Jesus tonight. I want you to notice the first thing in verse 39. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. Tonight, when we say, What manner of man is this? You know this story. How many folks know this story about Jesus in the boat? I'll kind of go over it a little bit for others and so forth. Jesus, he decided to take a boat ride. Now, I wanted to be in the Navy for many years, but I don't swim very good. So me being in a boat is not a good thing. Unless I have all kinds of flotation devices involved. All right? But Jesus, in this story, wanted to take a boat ride, and he wanted to take his disciples with him. And so they all got in this boat, and all of a sudden a calm seas become real rough seas. I remember years ago, I was a teenager, and we took this little trip to this place called Catalina Island off the coast of Los Angeles. And they were telling me as I was driving, we were driving there in the bus from Northern California to Southern California, hey, we're going to be on a yacht. And I had never really been on a boat. I mean, other than just a little paddle boat or a little canoe. And they said, yeah, Tim, man, you know, our youth director, Brother Baker, said, yeah, man, it's going to be great. We're going to be on a yacht. We're going to be on a private yacht. And we're going to go to a private island called Catalina Island. And I said, island, wow. Boat, wow. I said, man, this is going to be great. And then they said, now, before you get on the boat, you got to take these little pills. You know, how many of you guys know what I'm talking about, these little pills? Called Dramamine pills. And I'm thinking, pills? To be on a boat? To be on this big yacht, I'm going to have to take some pills? They said, yeah, listen, Tim, you get on that boat, and the motion of that boat going back and forth, side to side, it's gonna make you loopy, Tim. You're going to have to take one of these pills. I said, nah, it's no problem. I mean, I watch on TV all the little Navy movies and everything, and everybody's fine. They're walking across the deck, no problem. You know, you see these old TV shows, and they're on a yacht, and it's no big problem. They're, you know, just like this. Like, you know, just like being on a building on the water, that's all. As ignorant as I was, only 14 years old, and so I didn't know any better. And he said, now, Tim, we're getting closer to the boat. I said, Tim, you got to take this pill. You got to take this pill because there's something else that happens besides dizziness. Now, and they said, I said, what could that be? Well, they were trying to be polite about it, and they said, now, Tim, it's kind of like this. If you ever got really, really, really sick, so sick that you had to, that's what it's going to be like. And I thought about that for a moment. I can imagine the worst flu possible that you could ever get. And they said, Tim, if you don't take this pill, you're going to have it for the whole entire trip. In fact, they said, Tim, if you don't take this pill, as soon as you step off the boat, you will still feel like you're on the boat. Going like this. Left to right. Left to right. It's going to mess up your whole balance. So by the time the bus pulled up to this big yacht, 70-foot, this big yacht, I was totally convinced to take these pills because I did not want to have the other effects of not taking the pills. So we get on the boat, we load our stuff on there, and we get out to ocean. And I'm saying, I can't see anything. They say this island's only a mile or two off the coast. I said, I can't see any island out there. There's no island. You know, the guy said, you know, the captain of the boat, he was the owner of the boat, he said, now look, you're not going to see anything for quite a while. You won't see any island for quite a while. We're just going to be on this boat. It's going to take a few minutes to get out there, and then you'll finally start seeing something. I said, sure enough, I got out there, we were going for another little bit, and I still don't see anything. We go out for a little more, and we still don't see anything. Then all of a sudden, the boat starts rocking. Back and forth, side to side. And I'm going like this, and like this, and like this. And people that have been used to boats, they were saying, "What? You okay, Tim? You all right?" "Yeah, I'm fine." As I'm going back and forth, on this little 70-foot yacht. That's not much bigger than a single-wide trailer. this big yacht. So we get on this boat, we're going out a few miles, and we finally see land. It looked like we'd crossed the ocean. And we finally see this land, this island. And you could see the entire island from the boat. All the way around, you could see on one side, you could see the whole island. It wasn't very big. But I remember memories of that boat trip. My one lone time on a yacht. You know, I could say, yeah, I rode a yacht before. It wasn't real impressive. It's very small, matter of factly. But Jesus here in this story is taking these gentlemen, his apostles, on this boat. And all of a sudden, these oceans that were once calm are now raging seas. And these men who've been on boats, in fact, Peter was one of them, who's a fisherman, and his brothers who were there, they were fishermen. They were so scared that even these fishermen were panicking. And so they ran downstairs in the hull of the ship where Jesus was just taking a nap. He wasn't worried about it. And they said, Jesus, we're going to lose this ship and all of us. And Jesus raised his pillow and said to the oceans, peace be still. And it was still. And these men who were on the sea all their life were finally calmed. Not just the ocean. And my first point tonight is this. What manner of man is this that his force can calm the seas? What's the manner of man of this Jesus? This Jesus who died for our sins, who paid for our sins, and can also help us after we've received Him as our Savior. Calm our own seas. This Jesus, the Son of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of all creation, can say to the sea with His own voice, peace be still, and calm those seas. I want you to think of this. The next time you come across some trouble in your life, who's the first thing you turn to? Is it the one who could calm those seas? The one who has the power to change and turn your life around? Or to something else? Some plan you may have. Some idea you may have. Some direction you may have. Or the one who can calm the seas? What manner of man is this that can do that? And it's the only one named Jesus. You know, you see these world's religions today. Oh, we got Allah. Oh, we've got Confucius. We have all these great people that none could do this that Jesus can do. None that can do this that Jesus can. None that can do what Jesus has already done and will continue to do as centuries go on. What man is this? This man is Jesus. Like I said, I've known some great men. Some great men of God. But some days, I will meet Jesus. Someday we all will meet Him. And what the impression we will have of this great, great man, Savior, Lord, God of all creation, it will make an impact on all of our life that we won't imagine. What manner of man is this? This Jesus who can do that? This Jesus. I want you to notice the second thing about this. Verse 40. And they said unto them, why are ye so fearful? Point number two. We said point number one was, what manner of man is this that he can, with the force of his voice, can calm the seas? The second thing I want you to notice about this man is, what manner of man is this that he takes away all fear? Are you afraid today? Brother Tim, I'm out of a job. I don't got a job, Brother Tim. I don't know where my next money is or next meal is going to be. I don't know how I'm going to make that mortgage. I don't know how I'm going to make it through that through these medical bills I've got for my family. I'm in fear, Brother Tim. What am I going to do? Some of you are senior citizens, and you're going through some tough times too. Maybe those grandkids you have to take care of a lot is because some of your own has had a hard time, and you're afraid. You're afraid for them. What's going to happen to them? I know my kids are 14 and 15, but someday they're going to be gone. And you know what? You know what I'm talking about. When they get out of the house, you still worry about them, huh? You still worry about them when they're 30 or 40. And listen, there's fear there too. And Jesus says this. I said, look, you're afraid? I'll take that fear away, just like that. You come to me, and you come to me and talk to me about it. I'll take your fear away. I'll help you through that problem. What manner of man is this? Is the one, if you go to him tonight and you bow before him tonight with your issues, with your problems, with your fears, he'll help take them away. What manner of man is this? This Jesus. I remember I was 21. I remember that night just like it was yesterday. I was sitting in George Hudson's house in his son's empty room because he was in Bible college. And I remember that night that all I could do was be afraid. I just received news that my mother she had passed away the night before. And she didn't pass away under good circumstances, which made it worse. And my whole world and everything that I had set up for, that I was planning to do, while I was there in California to get another house for my mom and dad, build my business. I had a good lawn business. I was telling my son, because he wants to start cutting grass himself, I said, Dad, how many accounts did you have? I had 35 accounts a month, every month. I was cutting 10 lawns a week. And I was making, and that kind of, if you understand, in 1986 money, I was making the equivalent of the money today of about $6,000 a month, just mowing grass. And my business was growing, things were going good, and all of a sudden, my life came to a crashing halt. All my dreams that I had dreamed for had now turned to fear. Afraid of what happened. Afraid of what's going to happen. Because of my younger brother was orphaned at 17. Because of it, I had to take him indoors and play his dad. In fact, I even had to cook for him. That's pretty scary. But all of it turned around. I remember that night I was laying in there in that bed on my knees, and all I could see was in a vision in my mind, the Lord was sending this picture in my mind. It was a picture of Brother Hiles preaching. And what he was sending me was a message, Tim, go back. I'd been to school for a semester, came home for 3 years. He said, now, Tim, I want you to go back. But Lord, what about my brother? What about what happened with my mom? How about my dad who's in the hospital because of a stroke? Go back, Tim. I'll take away your fear. Don't be afraid. Go back to school. What manner of man is this? It's the one who takes away your fear when you need it the most. Are you seeking Him tonight for your fears? A lot of people are afraid right now and scared. But if you need your fears taken away, He's the one to go to. I want you to look lastly at this. And that last part of the verse, verse 40. And he said unto them, why have ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? My last point is this. What manner of man is this, that through faith in him, our lives can be changed? Listen, God spoke to me that night. He said, now Tim, go back. I want you to go back. I want you to go back to school. I didn't understand why. I didn't understand how I was going to do it. I had a business to get rid of. You don't just get a, you know, all right, the business is over. I had to do something with a business. I had to do something with my pickup truck that I used for my business. I couldn't take it back with me. I had to do something with my brother, who was orphaned. I couldn't take him with me to Indiana to go to school. So something had to be had to happen for him. All these are fearful issues. And if we realize that we place our faith in Jesus, in this man, more than a man named Jesus, he'll work out all the details. You let me take care of it, Tim. Let me take care of it for you. What manner of man is this that could make all those things work out for the good? My life verse is Romans 8:28. Let's turn to that verse, if you will, for a moment. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. God says in this verse, much like He says in this one, let me take care of the details. You love me, you want to serve me, you put your faith in me, and I'll take care of them details. Amen? You folks with me tonight? He said, if you put your faith in me, I'll take care of those little bitty details. I said, Lord, I've got an orphan brother. I've got a truck. I've got a business. I've got a place. I've got a dad in the hospital. What are you going to do? I said, Lord, I'm putting it in you. I'm not going to resist what you want me to do. I'll go back to school. And I said this to him in that prayer. I said, Lord, you're just going to have to help me with all this stuff. You're going to have to work out those details. You're going to have to get all this sorted out. I was 21 years old. This is like an avalanche. And he said, no problem. In his way. And within weeks, that would happen in October, all these details had worked themselves out by the next spring. My dad went to a VA nursing home. My brother was put in, he was adopted, if you call, in a church family who raised them his last year and a half of school. My situation with my mother, it didn't quite work out. We didn't know what happened there, but it's what it was. A man in the church offered to buy my business, which he did. I sold my truck, and I was on my way. The obstacles were gone. Because Jesus stepped in and said, you have faith in me, I'll take care of the rest. Let me ask you this. Is that what Jesus is doing for you? Are you accessing it? Has Jesus done this for you? Or are you letting Him? Sometimes we get off on our little rabbit trails and different problems and situations, and we don't realize how simple it is for us to get help. It's through Him. You know, we're not in this life alone. The old devil, old smutty face out there says, you know what? You're just on your own. It's just you. No one cares about you. No one loves you. And that's a lie from the devil. Jesus says, come on. Come on. Come on. Come and talk to me. I'll help you. But you got to take the first step. And let me ask you folks tonight, we had a great revival. I'm telling you, it was awesome. And I know some of you folks, a lot of you folks, your lives were changed by it. But I'm telling you tonight, there may be some other folks here that you've been waiting for that opportunity tonight to see your life changed and turned around. Those two kids that are back here are the result of me taking a leap of faith. Making that decision to say, what manner of man is this? All right, Jesus, you're the man. You're in charge. Take over. And if that's what you need tonight, there's an altar up here in front. You can come and access it tonight, take care of business, and have Jesus, what manner of man this great Jesus, help you tonight if you take that step of faith. Let's pray.